And what they did with this map was they went in and they scraped all this data that is publicly available, but maybe just a little inaccessible and kind of cumbersome, and then put it on this map so you can see exactly where all the different spills are. And then you can click on the little dot and pull up more information about the particular incident. You can see the impacts of drilling are really being absorbed by the northwestern part of the state and the southeastern part of the state.
It seems like the laws around oil and gas drilling, and particularly the pollution that surrounds that, are pretty ancient. Can you break down for us where we get into a really tricky situation when these industries have a spill or have an accident, which is, bound to happen? How are they held accountable, or how do they get around being held accountable?
So the Oil and Gas Act dates back to 1935, and that's the main regulatory framework for the oil and gas industry in New Mexico. And in 2008, there was a company, Marbob, that paid the state $500,000 for misreporting information for 22 years. And what ended up happening was Marbob sued the state and said, "You've totally overstepped your authority under this 1935 law, and you can't actually assess penalties." And the New Mexico Supreme Court sided with Marbob and said, "Oil Conservation Division doesn't have that authority." Instead, the Oil Conservation Division has to refer cases to the Attorney General's office, and then the Attorney General's office will have to bring a suit against the company. And what's happened since 2009 is the Oil Conservation Division hasn't actually referred any cases to the Attorney General's office. So the Attorney General's office hasn't been able to try to bring lawsuits against these companies that have had violations.
So basically, since 2008, companies that have had violations have had zero consequences for their spills. And yet, in your reporting, it shows that we've had, on average, like two spills a day. Tanis Fox is the assistant attorney general, and you spoke with her for this story. She said that no cases have happened. And so, did she have an explanation as to why, since there's been thousands and thousands of spills?
Tanis Fox did not have an explanation as to that. I think their expectation is that the Oil Conservation Division will refer these cases to them. Unfortunately, no one at the Oil Conservation Division returned my phone calls. So I can't say that I actually know why the Oil Conservation Division isn't referring these cases to the Attorney General's office.
Are you hearing in your reporting that we can expect legislation to change on this, especially because we're in a boom of oil and gas drilling?
I think it's reasonable for the citizens of New Mexico to expect that companies not make a huge mess. Yes, we're all grateful for the revenue. That's undeniable. But at the same time that companies are making profits and we're all reaping the benefits, it's irrational for humans to think that we don't need to take better care of the land or to make sure that groundwater isn't protected, especially as we're facing continued drought and drier conditions under projected climate change scenarios. It's really important that we think long term about what this boom means for New Mexico, and especially for New Mexico's future generations. Do you want to leave huge sections of the state uninhabitable for future generations? I don't. I think it's a good idea that we hold companies accountable and hold ourselves accountable for our consumption patterns and for our reliance on oil and natural gas.
Do you have a sense that we can expect legislation to kind of come up to speed more or less on what's been going on a national level when you look at other states that are large producers and they have much stricter regulation?
I think it's reasonable for New Mexicans to think that their elected officials should take this under consideration. And the state has the money thanks to these revenues, so why not put some of that money back into ensuring that lands and waters are protected?
Okay, Laura. Well, thank you so much for joining me and taking your time to go over your reporting on this today. And we look forward to more of your reporting on this in the future.
Thank you, Rita.